Turning overseas, Liberia is set to become the latest country to be declared Ebola-free. There have been no new cases in the West African nation for more than 30 days, and some treatment centres are being dismantled. It's now more than 16 months since the first deaths attributed to Ebola were recorded in the remote forests of neighbouring Guinea. The outbreak went on to kill more than 11,000 people. But this month, the World Health Organization is being taken to task over its handling of the pandemic, with global health analysts accusing it of crucial leadership failings that led to many unnecessary deaths. Barney Porter reports.
Of the three countries at the epicentre of the Ebola outbreak, Guinea, Liberia and Sierra Leone, Liberia recorded the highest death toll, with more than 4,700 lives lost. This weekend, it's poised to declare the outbreak is officially over, that is, if no new cases are announced before then. And today, the UN is cautiously optimistic.
We're proud of what we collectively managed to do, but we need to remain vigilant.
Peter Jan Graf is the head of the United Nations Mission for Ebola Emergency Response.
There's no reason to celebrate. It is going to be an important moment for Liberia in terms of getting back to a normal path towards development, opening the doors again for investment and development partners to resume their normal work, whilst remaining vigilant and very careful about this disease.
The signs in Guinea and Sierra Leone are also positive, with the number of Ebola cases reported in those countries last week dropping to its lowest total this year. But Peter Jan Graf also has an eye on the future.
Even if we get rid of Ebola, let's be clear, there's a very distinct possibility that Ebola will come back, as it does in the Democratic Republic of Congo, as it does in Uganda. But in those countries, and that's in a sense a model that we can work from, in those countries they've learned how to deal with this disease.
And yet concerns have been raised about how much has been learned. Professor Lawrence Gostin is a researcher from the O'Neill Institute for National and Global Health Law.
I think the state of global health security today is fragile, and that unless we can plan, prepare, fund, and reform WHO and the international system, we could be vulnerable to a much greater global health emergency in the future.
In a paper published in the Lancet Medical Journal, he's accused the World Health Organization of leadership failings during the Ebola outbreak. The WHO declared a public health emergency of international concern on August the 8th. That was almost 8 weeks after the volunteer group Doctors Without Borders said Ebola was out of control and required a massive deployment of resources. Professor Gostin is pushing for a doubling of the WHO's budget and the creation of a separate contingency fund ready to be tapped into as soon as the next epidemic is identified. He's also noted international health regulations that were created to prevent the spreading of disease across borders were largely ignored.
When the Director General made temporary recommendations under the international health regulations, those recommendations were widely ignored internationally by flights being banned, trade, quarantines and the like. One saw that in the United States, but one saw it very many countries in the world. And so we have to find a way to enhance compliance with the IHR so that we can have a true global health cooperation.
Last October, Australia became the first developed country to shut its borders to citizens of the three countries worst hit by the Ebola outbreak, despite concerns raised by those nations that it would stigmatise healthy people and make it harder to fight the disease. Professor Gostin says all the suggested changes are aimed at preventing what he's described as needless deaths in the future.
WHO and the international community did not respond early and decisively to a preventable epidemic in the world's among the world's poorest countries. This can translate into a strength if we use it, an historical opportunity for the WHO to reform.
The WHO has previously acknowledged its response was slow. This month, the member states will come together for the World Health Assembly, a key forum for discussing global health issues. High on the agenda will be assessing the international response to Ebola and debating what changes will be adopted in the world's approach to addressing similar emerging disease threats.
Barney Porter.